new. And I think that's one thing that's kind of really neat about the CDE competitions as well as the LDE.
Melissa Sprecher joining us earlier, Violet Dilley and Logan Anderson and Josie Lau, all members of the leadership team here at Ithaca FFA. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. It's 36 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM-trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788. Stop at Highway 14 East or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's Super Tuesday. Voters in 15 states headed to the polls today in the biggest one-day contest of the election cycle. In all, more than 860 delegates to the national convention will be chosen. More snow on the way in the Sierra Nevada mountains of California. ABC's Faith Abube is in the city of Truckee, where people are bracing for even more.
People in this area are used to snow, but it's gotten to the point where they're concerned about the structural integrity of their rooftops. The Sierra Nevada mountains has seen more than 10 feet of snow just in the last 4 days. And wind gusts upwards of 190 miles per hour.
And there was a massive industrial fire in suburban Detroit last night. That's what some of it sounded like. Pieces of metal raining down. People were told to stay inside, but no one was hurt. Heavily armed gangs tried to seize control of Haiti's main airport in Port-au-Prince on Monday, following a mass escape from the country's two largest prisons. At least 4,000 inmates were released by gangs over the weekend. This is ABC News. The British public will have to wait to see the Princess of Wales in an official engagement. She had abdominal surgery back in January, and now British officials say she will be attending the Troop the Colors in early June. But Kate Middleton has been spotted in a car in a picture taken by paparazzi. ABC News royal family contributor Robert Jobson.
People wanted to sort of see, to believe, and then this picture of her looking pretty well, and the fact that she's out and about shows that she is on the way to recovery.
Now, the picture is not being published in any news agencies in the UK. There may be a connection between long COVID and iron. Researchers now say patients who develop long COVID also have trouble regulating the iron in their blood. That could help create some new treatments for long COVID. And Whole Foods is looking to get a little smaller. The supermarket chain now planning new locations that are about half the size of their typical stores in order to get into cities. The first one opens in New York this year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
Save big during the annual filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center and Boscobel, now through March 15th. Hi, this is John. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on Napa Gold Filters. We'll have hydraulic oil and grease on sale too, plus many unadvertised specials. Don't miss it, the filter sale now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscobel.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
Gunderson Bosqueval Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to introduce family medicine physician Mark Wilkinson. With nearly 30 years of experience, Dr. Wilkinson is excited to join our growing primary care team and care for the great people who call Southwest Wisconsin home. Dr. Wilkinson looks forward to meeting new families and caring for all ages at our Bosqueval and Muscadet Clinics. For an appointment with Dr. Wilkinson, call Gunderson Bosqueval today.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 51, some clouds early, otherwise lots of sun, northeast winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear and chilly, a low of 25, Wednesday partly cloudy and staying mild, a high of 52. Wednesday night partly cloudy, a low of 30, Thursday 53 and light rain likely Thursday night. Right now in Richland Center, after an earlier reading of 40, we are down from that, it is 36 degrees. WRCO, WRCE saying good morning from Richland Center. Here's Rascal Flatts.
I woke up this morning with this feeling inside me that I can't explain, like a weight that I've carried, been carried away. Today, you treat life like a picture, but it's not a moment that's frozen in time. It's not gonna wait till you make up your mind at all. So while this storm is breaking,
Rascal Flatts on WRCO Radio, 10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Phil Nee with you on this Tuesday. It's a Quizzy Poo day, so I better start studying if I want to play baseball this spring. We'll work on that. Old Hank Bray is in. And right now we hit the road with Eddie Rabbit.
Well, the midnight headlight, find you on a rainy night, street grade up ahead, slow me down, making no time. But I gotta keep rolling. Those are windshield wipers, slapping out a tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio. But I gotta keep rolling. Ooh, I'm driving my life away, looking for a better way. Well, the truck stopped cutie, coming on to me, trying to talk me into a ride, said I wouldn't be sorry. She was just a baby. Hey, waitress, pour me another cup of coffee, pop it down, jack me up, shoot me out, flying down the highway, looking for the morning. Ooh, I'm driving my life away, looking for a better way for me.
To Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Look yonder, coming down that railroad track. Bringing my baby back. Ooh. Florida and get some
trash you. Or maybe California and get some sand in my shoe. I'll ride that orange blossom special and lose these New York. Florida.
When am I going back to Florida? I don't know. Don't reckon I ever will.
Ain't you worried about getting your nourishment in New York?
Oh, I don't care if I do, I do, I do, I do, I do, I do. Hey, talk about a rambling. She's the fastest train on the line. Talk about a trap. She's the fastest train on the line. It's that orange blossom special rolling down the seaboard line.
Johnny Cash on WRCO Radio and the Orange Blossom Special, taking it on down the line today. We're driving, we're riding trains, however we get to work today.
Save big during the annual filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel, now through March 15th. Hi, this is John. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on Napa Gold Filters. We'll have hydraulic oil and grease on sale too, plus many unadvertised specials. Don't miss it, the filter sale, now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered. Offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. South Central Livestock Exchange of Reedsburg is dedicated to producers. There will be a slaughter auction this Thursday at 2 p.m. with a feeder sale to follow. March 14th is a hay sale starting at noon. Unable to attend? You can pre-register at Cattle USA to watch online. South Central Livestock Exchange of Reedsburg, marketing fat cattle, cull cows, bulls, and feeder cattle. If you have any questions or you'd like to sell cattle, call Barry at 963-1006. See you this Thursday at South Central Livestock Exchange of Reedsburg.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that because I switched to Cricut and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era and I am glowing up.
I'm going to go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricut and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricut.
Must open a new line on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax to its sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricutWireless.com for details.
More than 190 million women around the world suffer from endometriosis, a physical ailment that occurs when excess tissue begins growing on the outside of the uterus. Common symptoms include abdominal cramping, painful menstrual cycles, and infertility. If you're experiencing pelvic pain or excessive bleeding during menstruation, it's time to talk to your doctor. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we can diagnose your condition and reduce complications.
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning, young man.
How you been there, Hank?
I'm good, buddy, and you?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Just having a little bit of issues with my spots this morning, but that's all right. You told me what I was doing wrong, so I went and tried to fix them.
Spots on your glasses, you mean?
No, goodness.
Oh.
I tell you, Phil, you know, when you try to do something right and you don't, you just continue to do it.
What do you do?
You just got to continue to strive on, my man.
Throw your hands up in the air. Sometimes you're at the media of the technology, too.
Oh, I tell you. I don't know, but hopefully we're getting it figured out. So anyway, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good.
Did you get a honey-do list yesterday since there's no games?
Not too much, no. She was a little bit... I took a shift of doing dishes.
Did you really?
Yeah, I took a shift.
Are you okay? Let me see your hands. Well, oh, yeah, look how pretty those are.
Yeah, I've got radio announcer hands.
Yeah, distant water hands.
Looking forward to having author John Armbruster in here tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I have... the book Tailspin. I hadn't, so I've been working on getting that done so I can do a better interview tomorrow during the morning show.
It's a good book?
It's, oh my goodness, it's wonderful.
Good.
It's a community read, and in fact, you'll be at the Brewer Public Library on Saturday for a session there. But
I heard it was a great book.
If you're a World War II buff, and just, I mean, it's just an awesome story.
Good.
True story.
So, yeah.
And kind of amazing how a lot of the things, you know, he's from Soldier's Grove, the book star, Gene Moran. But kind of intertwines a little bit with some family members I have.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In fact, my uncle's in a picture with him. So all these things, I'm like, I open the book. I'm like, what? Okay. So it's kind of...
It's kind of cool.
It is.
It
pretty
is.
Neat.
So, good story.
Yeah, you bet.
So anyway, kind of like a good story like you are, Phil.
Yeah, right.
You know, like multiple personality day to day.
It is multiple personality day.
Yeah. Hey, Hank, get in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so,
yeah, you're celebrating.
I'm down.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
What else is it?
It's National Poutine Day.
Yes.
Have you ever had that?
No.
I've never had that, but it's basically loaded French fries, it looks like, with it's got a brown gravy. Boy, it looks good.
I understand it, but you know what? We could just call it a loaded tot.
Yeah, you need some brown gravy on it, though. You know,
whatever they want to put
on. Gravy's good on everything.
Except cereal.
Well, we have to watch it because our subject later today is National Nutrition Month.
Yes.
So
who's coming in with that? Is that Ty?
No, I think she's here later this week. I believe we're going to be talking about planning meals and you know, I don't think poutine is probably on the plan.
Well, I could help them plan meals now.
You probably could.
Yeah.
Yes. You've been working at it now for a little bit.
I have.
You doing all right on your diet?
Yep. Still under 220.
Well, there you go.
So lost started at 252 and under 220.
Do you think you can wrestle 215 this year or not?
I doubt it. My knees won't let me. But you got to add 6 pounds per knee.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. But anyway, today is quiz day, young man.
Yeah, what's it on?
Well, you know, if you've looked ahead for national days, okay, you'll notice that it's National Oreo Cookie Day tomorrow.
Ooh.
So, guess what our quiz is on?
Poutine.
National Oreo Cookie Day.
I thought you'd throw a curveball or something, but
no.
Okay, Oreo Cookie Day.
Yeah.
All right. How many questions?
There's going to be 10.
10 questions.
I had like 40, but.
Oh, that many?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of questions on Oreos.
I had no idea.
And inquiring tummies want to know.
Wow.
So.
You know, there's nothing better. I know this would be off your diet, but to drop a couple of them in a glass of milk and then fish them out with a spoon.
But my favorite is crunch them up and put them on vanilla ice cream.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And then you put that ice cream and Oreo right in the microwave for like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh.
I hear you, brother.
Oh.
Yeah, I do that, too. My kids and everything, he's putting his ice cream in the microwave.
I do. I like it soft.
You got to get it soft, a little bit melty.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. Well, number one, Philip. When is National Oreo Cookie Day celebrated? Is it February 14th, March 6th, or April 1st? I pretty much gave you that one. That's a tough one, fellas. All right. Number two, in which year was Oreo cookie first introduced?
Oh.
Okay. 1914, 1912, or 1942?
All right.
What was the traditional way to eat an Oreo cookie? Microwave it, dunk it in milk, or crush it into ice cream?
What? Yeah, traditional?
Traditional way to eat an Oreo cookie.
All right.
Okay. Which company produces Oreo cookies? Is it Hershey's, Mondelez International, or Nestle?
All right.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, it is.
All right. What is the primary flavor of the original Oreo cookie, Phil? Is it vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry?
All right.
Number six. How many layers does a traditional Oreo cookie have? Is it one, two, or three? Number seven, is that what we're on?
Yes, number seven.
All right. What was the original design of an Oreo cookie? Was it a flower, a wreath, or a star? All right. Number eight.
Yep.
What is the filling of an Oreo cookie? What is the filling of an Oreo cookie primarily made of? Is it peanut butter, marshmallow, or cream?
All right.
Number nine. Which of the following is not a variety of an Oreo cookie? Is not a variety of an Oreo cookie. Is it double stuff, mega stuff, or super stuff?
Wow. I don't know. Okay.
Number 10.
Yep.
Which cookie brand is often considered a competitor to Oreo? Is it Chips Ahoy, Nutter Butter, or Hydrox? Well, you knew that one. All right, my man.
All right.
Number one, when is National Oreo Cookie Day celebrated, Philip?
Got to be March 6th.
It is March the 6th, young man.
Woo-hoo!
All right. In what year was the Oreo cookie first introduced?
The first one, like 1914?
No, I did that purposely because that's when World War I started, was 1914, but it's 1912.
Oh. All right.
And I actually threw you a curveball, said 1942, and I didn't know if you'd go for that.
No. All right.
Number three, what is the traditional way to eat an Oreo cookie?
You got
to
eat them with dunking them in milk.
You got to dunk it in milk, Phil.
Better than, oh boy, that's a good breakfast cereal, too. Put it in a bowl of pork. Pour some milk on them, baby.
sugar milk.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Right.
Yeah. What company produces Oreo cookies? Is it Hershey's, Mondelez International, or Nestle?
Mondelez International.
Yes, it is. Yep. It is. Nestle is actually a part of that company.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. What is the primary flavor of the original Oreo cookie?
Vanilla? Gotta be chocolate.
It is chocolate, yes.
Yeah, they do have other flavors now.
Yeah. What is the primary, how many layers does a traditional Oreo cookie have?
I went with two.
It is two.
It is two.
I think it's three, though, because you got the
top,
middle, and other, but they don't consider the cream a layer.
They don't.
That's what they said. Because I even looked it up today, and it's like, eh.
Weird.
Yeah, it is. Because
so they're just counting the top and bottom.
They're just counting the top and bottom. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like a Big Mac would have three layers because it has three pieces of bread.
Funny that you should say that, too.
Uh-oh.
Because we've talked about this guy before, the Wisconsin man who holds the Guinness World Record title for the most Big Macs. But he's still going strong. Donald Gorski of Fond du Lac at 70. Ate 728 Big Mac burgers over the course of 2023.
Wow.
And he's still alive.
How
can that be? He said he used to eat up to seven a day, but now he stops at just two a day.
Wow. He ate 700, how many of them?
728 last year. His lifetime total, 34,128.
And his weight scale says the same?
He's a skinny guy.
Is he really?
I saw a picture of him, yeah. How does that happen?
I don't know. I even smell a Big Mac, and I gained a pound.
All right, where were we?
Number 7, I believe.
Yep.
What was the original design on an Oreo cookie?
I went with the flower.
A wreath?
Wreath or whatever.
A flower, a wreath, or a star.
Yep, two.
Two, yes, a wreath.
The
yes.
Second one, the yep. wreath.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Number 8, what is the filling of an Oreo cookie primarily made of, Phil?
Cream.
It is cream.
Woo-hoo!
Number 9, which of the following is not a variety of an Oreo cookie? Double Stuff, Mega Stuff, or Super Stuff?
I said Super Stuff.
It is Super Stuff. Woo! I've never heard of Super Stuff.
Mega Stuff, you said it was?
Mega Stuff, there's one and a Double Stuff.
Is there
Stuff.
Really? Yeah. Wow. Hmm.
But here's the funny part. When you buy a regular Oreo cookie and a Double Stuff cookie, they still have the same amount of cream.
Is that right?
Yes. Don't let it fool you.
Huh.
Yep.
Well, what's the difference?
They fluff it up.
They fluff it up.
Yeah, I had to do some research on this.
Really?
Because I know Mr. Thede is going to check my work. So that's what they said. They said it's, or is it the Mega Stuff? I think it's the Mega Stuff. But the Mega Stuff is the same as the original.
It would weigh the same.
It's the weight is the same.
Okay.
So.
Huh.
But anyway, number 10. Which cookie brand is often considered a competitor to Oreo? Chips Ahoy, Nutter Butters, or Hydrox?
Hydrox.
It is. That is.
That's
did you the ace it?
Cheap ripoff brand. No, I had one wrong.
Oh, the year.
The year. So,
I'm sorry, buddy.
9 out of 10, baby.
Not bad. You're an Oreo star.
I'm going to be able to go out for spring sports.
You
now.
Are.
Yes.
Well, it depends on next week. You still got a couple tests left before spring sports start.
So. Wow. Okay. But I feel good about it.
2 weeks today, softball hits the field.
Really? So they must start practice next week.
Yes. Yeah, they start practice at the Monday after state.
And then, of course, track. I think
track,
they're getting out there real soon.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so I won't be able to use the track for a couple months, Phil.
You won't?
No, I mean, I haven't used it all year, but it's just.
Make way for the kids to practice, right? It's right by your house, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Right from my back door. So. Mm-hmm. Which I enjoy that. I mean, a lot of love. Like over the weekend, it was great having the kids out. Someone was playing football, basketball, baseball. Really neat. So I wanted to go swimming, but it wasn't open. But
I saw some. We went to Madison for my daughter's birthday Sunday, and we stopped off at a place, and there was a whole bunch of youngsters in baseball uniforms.
Really?
Evidently had a game somewhere.
Good for them.
Not often you can have a game in March.
But a lot of these travel teams or these rec teams are playing right now.
Yeah.
Because they can get them in.
Right.
And good for them. If they want to play, they want to play. Let them play.
It's rare.
Yeah, it is very rare. Kind of like my fourth personality coming out.
Yeah.
Very rare.
Right.
So, but we'll leave him though.
Huh.
Anyway, did you see the new person that started to work today?
Yeah, I think Joanne's in there for a day or so.
But
so
isn't that weird?
She'll be in with the news in a little bit, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Had to reintroduce ourselves to her.
I'm excited. But everybody be kind and have a great day, buddy.
Sounds good. That's old Hank Bray.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
It's here, the annual spring filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscoville. Take up to 65% off list price, now through the 15th, on legendary Napa Gold filters, air filters, fuel filters, you name it, filters for your car, truck, lawnmower, tractor, heavy equipment, and so much more. With prices this low, everyone can have a filter, especially those that have no filter. Don't miss it, the filter sale, now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscoville.
7:35 the time, 36 degrees the temperature as we head toward 51 later today. On the 5th of March, 1963, country music performers Patsy Cline, Cowboy Copas, and Hawkshaw Hawkins died in the crash of an airplane. That was in 1963. NASA's Voyager 1 space probe flew past Jupiter, sending back photographs of the planet and its moons. The year was 1979. And a NASA scientist said enough water was frozen in the loose soil of the moon to support a lunar base and perhaps one day a human colony. That was back in 1998. Elvis Presley made his TV debut on the regional show The Louisiana Hayride. The year was 1955. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes today. We send out a salute to Elias Simon Jones and also to Oakley Luxton from Richland Center Primary School. Happy birthday, Megan Welsh from Karen and Dennis. They say have a great day. Happy third birthday, Princess Danielle Worthington. We love you from Papa, Grammy, and Boo Boo. And happy third birthday to Danielle Worthington from Mom, Dad, Morgan, and Brooklyn. Happy 7th to Oakley Luxton, love from Mom and Dad. To Uncle Patrick Schwingle, happiest of birthdays from all of the nieces and nephews. And also from all of your siblings, Susan, John, Sarah, Jim, and Mark. And they say, have an awesome year. Patrick, wishes as well to sister-in-law Nancy Felton, with love from Mel and Linda. Jesse Winger from Lori and the Guys. Also, happy birthday to Megan Welsh, last of your 30s birthday, love from Mom. And also to Megan Welsh, happy birthday, Mom, from Peyton and Owen. Lisa Giddens, happy birthday from Schmidtland Hills residents and staff. And to Lisa Giddens, have a great birthday today from all of your friends and family. A wish to Paul McManaway from Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and Danielle Worthington and Amanda Vitale from Richland Center United Methodist Church. To Ron Brisboy from Little Willow Birthday Club, happy birthday, Ron, from Megan, Alicia, and Maureen. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Paul McManaway and Aaron Zarea, who has a birthday today. The RC Lions, with wishes for Danielle Worthington, Oakley Luxton, Taylor Coy, Jesse Preston, and Andy Saling. And the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions saluting Ryan Bailey, Kurt Bindle, Bobby Joe Bumcamp Drone, to Joellen Goplin and Tyler Hatch, Matthew Nanke, Pam Sturdivant, and Camden Harrington. Happy anniversary, Larry and Terry Bumcamp. And happy anniversary, Arlene and David Connor. Happy wedding anniversary, David and Arlene. Be sure and celebrate the big day. Love from Sarah.
I lost my diamond. Have you heard that statement? That's because diamonds get lost every day. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we are experts with jewelry repairs, restorations, and preventive maintenance. We have the most skilled jewelers workshop in Southwest Wisconsin with 2 full-time jewelers, and we utilize today's most advanced technologies, including laser welding and computer-aided design. With our experience and technologies, if it can be fixed, we can do it, even when other jewelers say it can't be done. Be sure to also get your jewelry inspected and cleaned at least every 6 months. Doing so, we can find any problems before you lose your diamond. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
With both WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
I've seen a little bit of green out there. It appears that the yards are getting a little greener, and I still feel it might be a little premature. But I know Hank was out thatching or dethatching his lawn the other day, so getting a jump on things. Had his dethatcher out. I think he dethatched his beard as well at that time. Anyway, 37 right now in Richland Center. This is Thomas Rhett.
Save the world so
A great song from Thomas Rhett, Always Remember You Young. Well, this is Phil Nee. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for supporting local radio. Joanne has the news coming up next.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
Good morning. It is a sunny 37 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. Some clouds early, otherwise lots of sunshine, a high of 51. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly with a low of 25. After a low this morning of 36, the air is calm and it's 37 degrees.
March Madness is right around the corner, and Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center has your new crystal clear LG OLED television for you. During this promotional period, receive a $150 rebate with your purchase and installation. Sizes up to 77 inches on display now. Hurry, this offer is good until March 23rd. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill or online at townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. While drivers in the town of Ithaca should note that road bans have been lifted as of today. Wildfire season is off to an early start. Lack of snowfall across the state means conditions are primed for fires. Already this year, the Department of Natural Resources has responded to 138 wildfires burning nearly 300 acres. The 10-year average is 4 fires for 2 acres. The agency anticipates a long fire season ahead. You can view updated maps showing fire danger and burning restrictions at the DNR website. There may be some help for Wisconsin parents paying for child care. Governor Tony Evers on Monday signed into law an expansion of the tax credit available to filers with children and dependents.
These changes will give parents some breathing room in their household budgets, helping folks to remain in our state's workforce.
The Democratic governor said that's great as far as it goes, but more needs to happen.
We do need to have something that goes directly to the providers, simple as that.
According to an estimate from the governor's office, the average benefit will be over $656 per filer. State Revenue Secretary Peter Barca has some startling numbers on the cost of child care.
The cost of daycare in 2021 on average was $13,572. The cost for undergraduate tuition at UW-Madison, which is more expensive than the others, is $10,766, so almost $3,000 more.
Again, the governor also urges lawmakers to provide state funding directly to child care providers, many of whom are struggling with staffing and other costs. Wisconsin State Health Officer Paula Tran reports that the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is pleased to see updated respiratory virus recommendations from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Far fewer people are being hospitalized and dying in Wisconsin due to COVID-19 compared to prior years. There are more tools than ever to fight the virus. We now know that we can do individually as an entire community to protect ourselves and each other. This does not mean that seasonal respiratory viruses are not a threat. COVID-19, flu, and RSV can have serious impacts on our health and can be deadly. Respiratory viruses and patterns of illness can change. DHS works with experts across the country to understand these changes and updates recommended actions. This means that our actions may change in the future, too. Today's updated updated recommendations emphasize the most important things we can do to protect ourselves and our communities and to reduce the impact that these viruses have at home, at work, school, and in our communities. The guidelines also leave in place distinct recommendations for healthcare settings. This guidance makes clear how important vaccination treatment and staying home when sick are to protecting yourself and those around you from respiratory viruses, including COVID-19. Over the next days and weeks, DHS will be updating the written and online guidance to align with the CDC recommendations and to ensure they help every Wisconsinite understand how to best protect themselves and those around them. You can find updated information on the CDC website at cdc.gov. Trillions of gallons are lost from aging drinking water systems across the U.S. after decades of deferred maintenance and disinvestment. Some communities struggle to provide safe and reliable service, especially in older industrial and rural areas that have seen significant population and industrial decline that leave behind poor residents, vacant neighborhoods, and too large water systems. Some systems lose more than half of their treated drinking water before it reaches users. Yet experts say such communities often are at a disadvantage when seeking funding, resulting in a downward spiral. The Spring Green Lions Club will be holding an annual event tonight that will help satisfy your appetite. Jenna Stoltz is a member of the Spring Green Lions Club.
We have the spaghetti dinner at Arthur's in Spring Green, and there are lots of different opportunities to come in and get your spaghetti. We've been selling tickets for a few weeks now, and we also will have a dine-in and drive-through option for people to come and eat and support the Lions Club.
The dinner will be served from 4:30 until 7:30. Advance tickets can be purchased from different businesses and individuals.
You can get your tickets from any Lions Club member, from Pamela's Fine Jewelry, or right at Arthur's. Tickets are $10 for adults in advance or $11 at the door. Children K through 8 are $6 in advance or $7 at the door.
The spaghetti dinner has been held annually for many years. The money raised will go directly to the Spring Green Lions so they can help other organizations in the future. Pam Chahadi is also a member of the Spring Green Lions Club.
We usually sponsor an event or a club to donate the money to a specific event, but this year the money is going back to the Lions Club because we had a rain out with the art fair, so our funds have come down a little bit, so it's to build up our funds so we can help the community in other areas. So it's kind of coming back to us. But we've done things for the swim team and the community gardens, music boosters, the Boy Scouts. We've helped with the Eagle Scouts. So there's been a lot of community involvement where we've co-opted with somebody to help them replenish their funds for an event or equipment or whatever they need. Whenever there's an opportunity to help some group, we try and help through the spaghetti dinner.
The Spring Green Lions Club Spaghetti Dinner will be held tonight from 4:30 to 6:30 at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green, with dine-in and drive-through options available. More information can be found on the Spring Green Lions Club Facebook page. Hear the story of POW Jean Moran's incredible tale of loss and recovery tonight at 7 at the Vernon County Museum and History Center in Viroqua. In November 1943, wounded American tail gunner Jean Moran of Soldiers Grove plunged 4 miles to the ground in Nazi Germany while inside the severed tail of his Flying Fortress bomber and survived. In the next 17 months, Jean endured some of the worst episodes of the American prisoner of war experience in occupied Europe. The recently published book by John Armbruster, Tailspin, chronicles Jean's World War II survival saga and shows an elderly man finally coming to terms with cruelties of war that would haunt his entire life. The program is free and all are welcome. Outstanding undergraduates, student researchers, and their faculty advisors from across the universities of Wisconsin will showcase their work Wednesday at the UW's annual Research in the Rotunda event at the state capitol. Lawmakers, employers, alumni, and the public are invited to attend. This year marks the 20th annual showcase of the UW signature event, which takes place from 10:30 to 2:30 in the State Capitol Rotunda. It is free and open to the public. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman is scheduled to give brief remarks at noon with an introduction by Board of Regents President Karen Welsh. More than 150 students are scheduled to present their research. Taxpayers are on the hook for Michael Gableman's legal fees. Those costs stem from Gableman's review of the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin and subsequent lawsuits. A review by Wispolitics shows that legal fees to defend the former state Supreme Court justice before the Office of Lawyer Regulation, along with a settlement the state assembly reached last month, have pushed taxpayers' exposure to nearly $2.7 million. Gableman is alleged to have violated professional standards for Wisconsin attorneys. Gableman was hired by Assembly Republicans as special counsel to investigate the election, which Joe Biden won by 20,000 votes. The 14-month effort failed to find anything that would have altered that outcome.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Our great deals this month include, from the 13th to the 25th, our purchase Clark or Royal Paint, any size, and get the next one half off of equal or lesser value. Also buy a $50 gift certificate, and you will receive a $10 one for yourself. So stop in at our Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse to get these and many other deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Today is Tuesday, March 5th. Richard Arnold, Dick Bessler, 88 of La Crosse, formerly of Viroqua, died February 26th. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at the Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. Burial with military honors will follow in the Viroqua Cemetery. Friends may call at the Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Richard Arnold, Dick Bessler, 88 of La Crosse, formerly of Viroqua. Linda Lou Ritten, 72 of Muscadet, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at the Avoca Bible Church, with burial to follow in the Pulaski Cemetery. Friends may call at the Avoca Bible Church Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A live stream of the funeral can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Linda Lou Ritten, 72, of Muscadet. Marjorie Ellen Pizall, 79, of Sauk County, died Thursday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Services will be held Thursday at 1 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Thursday from 11 until the time of service at 1. In lieu of flowers, the family asks that donations be made to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Marjorie Ellen Pizall, 79, of Sauk County. Lisa Marie Klang, 48, of Casanova, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Graveside services will be held Friday at 2 at St. Anthony's Cemetery in Germantown. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 3 to 6 at St. Anthony's School. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of Lisa Marie Klang, 48, of Casanova. Craig Peach of Richland Center died February 25th. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church. Friends may call at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Craig Peach of Richland Center. Charles E. Butcher, 92 of Valley, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Burr Wesleyan Church, rural Hillsboro. Burial with military rites will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro Friday from 4 to 7, and again at the Burr Wesleyan Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Charles E. Butcher, 92, of Valley. Mark F. Trum, 41, of Boscobel, died unexpectedly Thursday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Boscobel Bowlin Banquet in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Hickory Grove Cemetery, Hickory Grove Township. Friends may call at the Boscobel Bullen Banquet Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be directed to the family to be donated to the Boscobel School Forest property. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Mark F. Trum, 41, of Boscobel.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
The 8 o'clock news on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real